Well, hello and welcome again to another daily inspiration here on the Fountain of Life. I pray God's Holy Spirit would rest upon you and would help you to walk in His ways. Well, I'd like to speak to you about the will to live. Man has within him an amazing power called the will to live. A couple of verses we'll look at in the book of James says in chapter 4, verse 14, it speaks of, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. So what is our life? What is our life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. Just think how different life would be if you didn't have if you didn't have to wonder, will this happen? What will happen tomorrow when the storm was coming, in war, in famine? You knew exactly what would happen the next day. We don't know those things. We don't have the future clearly seen. I mean, we have predictions. We have the Bible that tells us things to expect. But really, you don't know. Me and you don't know if we're going to be breathing at 8 o'clock the next day. So therefore, we must trust God with our life. We know that there are troubles and trials that befall us. Millions of people spend dozens of hours each week watching dead people on TV. I mean, people watch old reruns of dead movie stars, singers, rock stars, whoever, old clips of these dead people. They see the faces of folks who no longer exist to entertain us. People like Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson. You might not even know some of the people. I grew up in the TV era, and so, you know, all these people that may have been famous one day, then they die, but they keep replaying them. They're really dead now, but they seem alive because people watch them on TV or listen to their recordings. But the faces of these folks who no longer exist, they entertain people. Time not only snatched their looks, it snatched their lives. Today, you got all these good-looking Hollywood stars. They're making movies so that tomorrow's generation can also pass the time by watching dead people on TV. Time makes today tomorrow's memory. Each weekend seems to pass us like a blurred telephone poles flashing past the windows when you're going down a speeding train. We're on that speeding train of life. And just one telephone pole, two telephone poles, they're speeding by. That's what life is. It's passing so fast before us. If I purchased a new car and saw in the owner's manual that it had a certain type of engine, I shouldn't be surprised to lift the hood and find the engine to be exactly as the manual stated. The maker's handbook would give me insight into the unseen workings of the vehicle. And this is also true with human beings. The maker's manual tells us how each of us thinks and why we react, and why we react the way we do. It lifts the hood and reveals the inner workings of mankind. In doing so, the Bible discloses an often overlooked tool we can use to reach the lost. That tool is the fear of death. for the Christian who may find such an approach to be negative, it may be looked at in a positive light. The tool may also be called the will to live. Every human being in his right mind has a fear of death, Hebrews 2:15. He doesn't want to die. He sits wide-eyed, staring out the window of the speeding train, watching life passing by. Here is how to use that tool when you're maybe speaking to an unsaved person. Why don't we just assume that the average person dies at 70 years old? And if you're 20 years old, you have just 2,500 weekends left to live. If you have turned 30, you have 2,000 weekends to live until the day you die. If you're 40, you only have 1,500 weekends left. If you're 50, then you have just 1,000 weekends. And if you're 60, you have a mere 500 weekends left until the day death comes to you. Even as a Christian, that thought concerned me. I somehow can relate to weekends. While years puts death into the distance, it shakes me enough to ask myself, what am I doing with my life? It sickens me that I am doing so little to reach the lost. It also deeply concerns me that I have dry eyes when I pray. My train will take me into the presence of God. For those trusting in Jesus Christ, death has truly been defeated. But the train of the unsaved will take them to a horrific disaster. Therein will be eternal hell. In the light of such terrible thoughts, all my activities outside of warning the world of their destination seem trivial. It has been wisely stated that every one of us is unique, just like everyone else. In truth, each unique individual is uniquely predictable. Every sinner has the fear of death. No one can deny that he naturally has a will to live. Therefore, it makes sense to confront him with the reality by reminding him that he has an appointment to keep. That's right, an appointment. Bluntly tell people and consider how short their life is, how many weekends they have left, then appeal to his reason by saying, if there was one chance in a million that Jesus Christ has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, you owe it to your good sense just to look into it. What is your life? It is even a vapor. And it appeareth for just a little time, and then it vanishes away. And Jesus Christ has defeated death. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My friend, let's be right with God. Let's be part of the true, holy church of Jesus Christ. Let's be filled with the Spirit. Let's be done with low living and worldly loving and sinning. And let's get serious about serving God. You may not have very many weekends left. Well, this is Brother Jeff reminding you, these thoughts are in the Bible. God is good. Let's prepare to meet God and help others prepare to meet God. May God be with you all. 099 will access the voicemail if you would care to leave a message. Bless you all in Jesus' name.